Welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. Today we're talking about Long Legs, starring Micah Monroe, Blair Underwood, and Nicolas Cage, directed by Osgood Perkins. Micah Monroe stars in Long Legs as Detective Harker Lee, a police officer detective. You've been recruited, well, she's an FBI agent. She's been recruited to investigate a series of murders involving families where the mom or dad goes nuts and for some reason decides to kill everybody in the home. Very Amityville-ish in, you know, in vibes, but for some reason, they're all connected, and it all comes back to one guy who calls himself Long Legs. And somehow, he talks these parents into killing their spouse, their child, their grandpa, anybody who lives in the home, they're going after them, basically. Long Legs that leaves little notes in a very Zodiac manner with code that seems to be talking all these people into murdering their family. It's very bizarre. When I first heard about this movie, I did not watch any of the trailers. I did not see anything except a clip of where this dad randomly kills a priest, his wife, and the way it's framed is like psychotically intriguing. I did not see any other footage besides that, and I think I am all the more better for not seeing anything else besides that. Because I went in as blindly as possible into this movie, and I think it improves the experience if you don't know anything about Long Legs at all. The way that I could explain the experience of watching Long Legs is the way that I felt watching The Ring in 2003, I think. It's been a while, but that first from Gore Verbinski. That was my first experience with The Ring. I had no knowledge of the one from Japan, but I loved The Ring and how it made me completely captivated where each thing might go moment to moment and how it unfolded and how all these little details connected. And I wanted to know, oh God, where is it going? Where is it headed? That's how I felt watching Long Legs. And similar to like that, the movie's benefited by a very strong lead in Micah Monroe. She also was in Watcher. She also did It Follows, I think it was It Follows, and she's really carving herself out a strong presence in genre filmmaking. She's just such a great talent and does so well with these kind of films. The way she plays Harker Lee, it's very quiet. She's got little tics that you notice, like with her mouth when she's nervous. She has this like little tic that she does. It kind of reminded me of Graham, the character Graham from Hannibal, the TV show. Like there's almost like a level of like Sherlock Holmes, but he's also haunted, like you could tell. There's pain behind the eyes. It's such a good performance. And She has an intoxicating way of making you want to, like, protect her, yet you know she can protect herself. The film also stars Blair Underwood as Agent Carter. And he's very good here too. Like, he's got that face that, like, makes you feel like you're gonna be okay around him, you know? There is a moment early on in the film that introduces, and I don't want to say too much, but it introduces a dynamic involving his character where you can feel it going like, okay, they're doing this for a reason. This whole situation is for a reason, and it's not a good reason. That's one of my nitpicks with the film. One of my nitpicks. The biggest issue that I have with Long Legs is Nicolas Cage. Don't get me wrong, he's a good actor. I love Nicolas Cage. I am one of the biggest defenders of Nicolas Cage. I love the unbearable weight of massive talent. I love Ghost Rider too. I know. That's probably one of the worst things you've ever heard. But I actually love, not in an ironic way, I like Ghost Rider too. I think his complete bonkers energy was great for a Ghost Rider too. In the movie Long Legs, it doesn't work here for him. And I think it's because we didn't get the right Nicolas Cage in this movie. Nicolas Cage has two energies, right? He's either quiet and understated, like he was in Pig, or he's like so off the wall nuts, like in Mom and Dad, that it's just insane. Like, and usually I love that about Cage. He's got this energy where it's like, yeah, we need that kind of crazy in the movie, right? But in the backdrop of a movie like Long Legs, Long Legs is quiet. It is almost has a Silence of the Lambs kind of feel for a while. Mika Monroe she's got such a soft demeanor about her, you know? And then Nicolas Cage comes in and he is like playing a role that feels like it's straight out of a B-movie horror film. That is just, it just does not fit. And it's so, like, borderline overacting that at many times it almost took me out of the film. He's got these prosthetics on his face. And he looks like Mrs. Doubtfire on crack or something, you know? It's so bizarre. You know it's fake. You know it's not real. On top of that, I mean, imagine if you will, Martha Stewart and Marilyn Manson combined. Think about that for a minute. Marilyn Manson, Martha Stewart, forming in a weird cosmic mesh. And every time he was on screen, I kind of just got ripped out for a brief moment. And that's my biggest complaint about Long Legs, is that it was just too much Cage. And I know, I understand. There's never enough Cage. I beg to differ. There's too much cage in Long Legs. It's too much. The way the movie is shot is so good. The cinematographer is Andres Arosi. He has a way of using wide angles to make the audience look over the shoulder of the hero. For example, there is one shot where Micah Monroe as Harker Lee is at a desk. For whatever reason, she's like to the side of the frame, like kind of like this, right? And we're kind of wondering why is she right here? Why? And you can't help but look over here. You can't help it because you're wondering if something is going to come out right there. You can't help but think at any moment, Nicolas Cage in his Martha Manson outfit is going to come out screaming and trying to kill her. The movie incorporates a brownish orange aesthetic to the color correction, and it makes the movie feel warm, like you're getting a hug. But what it's really doing is giving you a false sense of security, and you don't know this like on the surface, but you're like, why do I feel anxious? But everything about what I'm is not anxiety inducing. It's calm, warming colors offset by dread. I love that. I love that juxtaposition. On top of that, he does a very interesting thing where he'll use like the old school framing of how movies were shot. In the 70s, like a 4:9 ratio. It looks very Super 8 when it goes into the flashbacks. Man, I love the choice. I love the back and forth. It's very creative in the way it was balanced. My only other complaint with Long Legs is of the character Harker Lee and where the story went with the character. To be more specific without giving too much away, she has a connection to everything going on. At the start of the film, it is implied that she's just hired randomly to be a part of this case. Randomly, because that she's good at her job. And you cannot help but think about the coincidence of this person who gets thrown into a case that somehow directly involves them out of nowhere. And maybe I need to rewatch it to see if it works. But on the surface, on the first viewing, I had trouble making a leap of logic that this character somehow accidentally stumbled upon a case that she has direct interference with by sheer chance. Blair Underwood's character hires her because she's smart, intuitive, not because of anything involving the killing. Nothing involving that. And somehow, she is directly connected to what's going on. And they say it in the third act. And I gotta say, it takes a few steps in logic and suspension of disbelief to believe that she would in some way be hired by chance, by some weird cosmic chance, to investigate a case that she's involved in personally. All that said, I really enjoyed the film. I had no idea where it was going. I love the feeling of not knowing where a story might go. I had no idea what the movie was going to be about. When the third act plays out, I was still like, what is happening? Like, where is this going to wrap up? And it's so exciting to be a part of a movie that has that appeal, where you just, at every corner of the story, you don't know how things are going to shape out. I love that. I strive for that feeling. Nicolas Cage is a lot. He's a lot already, but he's a lot here. All that said, it's a good movie. Go see it in theaters. Don't stay home. Don't watch it on streaming. Go watch it in a theater with a bunch of people. My theater was crowded. There was a lot of people there. I was so excited to see a bunch of people in a movie theater having fun together, like in a film that is small and not a big action film or a big superhero film. This is a small film made through neon. I am so happy to see small films succeed. Go watch it. It's good. It's not great, but it's good. Thank you for watching. If you like this review, be sure to like and subscribe and leave a comment below. Did Nicolas Cage work for you? Did you hate Nicolas Cage? Like, were you mixed on him like I was? Be sure and go and visit thecosmiccircus.com, where you can get more reviews, articles, editorials, opinions, like the one that you just watched. Max, our good friend Max, also reviewed Long Legs. He has a different opinion than I do, and it's worth checking out. Thank you, and I will see you on the next one. Say hello, YouTube. Hello, I'm a little camera shy, but I'm beautiful.